get ready for some idiots talking about shit. Here is Justin, Tony, Dustin, Andy. It's Back Talk.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Back Talk. I think Dustin's trying to see what is up. What is up besides that blue ceiling you've got there? What's going on, guys? Last week was a fun episode. I had a lot of fun last week. If nobody was entertained last week, I don't give a shit because I was. I was entertained.
It was last week. I don't remember what the fuck we did last week.
we talked about Cream and Lucy.
Oh, yeah. And talked about POSs.
POS.
Remember that?
POS. Yeah. Last week, I entertained myself. And I think that's really all that matters, to be honest. So, welcome back, everybody. If you came back after last week's show, that means you were entertained.
Because are you not entertained?
We pushed the bar a little bit last week. Got a little dark.
What did Seamus and them do for the bar? Is it like this, the bar?
Yeah. So, anyway, let's kick this bad boy off. Nuts up, everybody. It's rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. No, the Prime's back.
Oh, fuck. I swear he's in love with that fucker. Are you in love with that fucker?
It's the pink Prime.
It's the cherry freeze.
You're in love with the Paul brothers.
No, it's good for you.
It is not good for you at all.
20 calories.
And all kinds of chemicals.
If anybody could see anything below our necks, like below this region, they would not think calories mean anything to us.
Right? This is Dad Bod City right here.
Hey, if you want a Dad Bod, it's right here.
Right? We need to change the name of the show. Dad Bods.
Dad like, Bods.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
Dad Bod talk.
You trying to get rid of your Dad Bod? You trying to get your Summer Bod?
You gotta do something, you know.
You're trying to get rid of the winter weight that none of us needed because we didn't really have winter.
Yeah, you wanna know something else? There is Mountain Dew Zero in the fridge too. How about that?
Wow. So is this a sugar thing you're cutting out, or why are you doing this, and what? Yeah, why?
We're old shit, you know. We're not gonna live forever, so, and I drink fucking 20 Mountain Dews a day probably, so I need to quit. So.
He's just a big quitter.
Dude, you quit everything. So what do you have going on in your life right now that is exciting? Anything?
What haven't you quit besides your job?
Yeah. He quit sex because he got married. He quit smoking because his penis got bent.
Yeah.
And now he's quitting sugar or whatever because I guess... Maybe he thinks if he quits sugar and loses a few pounds, he'll have sex again. But I'm telling you, that doesn't work.
Maybe I can quit sugar, lose weight, get back in shape, and then I can start smoking again. You know, build the lungs back up, do the reverse cycle.
Oh, so this is all about him wanting to have a cigarette all over again. Is that what that is, Tony? You want a cigarette?
No.
You don't want one. You don't ever go. You know, I could really go for a cigarette right now.
Occasionally at work, I do. Yeah, but other than that, no.
He did the right thing. He quit drinking and then he quit smoking. It's hard not to smoke or not smoke when you drink if you're a smoker.
Yeah, I don't. When I decide to quit again, when I drink, it's gonna be bad. Mm-hmm. The first time I quit, I. What I would drink, I would get, I'd go out and buy cigars. Just have something to puff on, you know, but it didn't
just
really.
Something to suck on.
It didn't really work. Didn't do anything for me, so I was like, eh. So that didn't work. I don't know. All right, quitter.
The toothpicks that Tony gave me when I was down there helped me slow down my smoking.
Yeah. But you didn't quit. You're not a quitter.
No, I've cut back a lot, though. I didn't quit, but I've cut back a lot. When I drink, it's worse, obviously.
I have increased. Listen, being in your car all day long Like, you just sit there and chain smoke.
Just don't smoke in your car. Say you can't smoke in your car.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But I never smoked in my car, and it didn't matter. I just fucking go outside.
Yeah, there is. It's his, all
his
you're
job,
doing.
Though, he's in the car all day.
All you're doing all day, most of the day, is killing time.
Yep.
Killing time. Killing time. So you're sitting there, you're playing games on your phone, you're smoking cigarettes because you're just killing time, all right? Because then you get an order, you go pick it up, you drop it off. That takes 30 minutes, and you're back waiting again. So it's like, fuck. Yeah, I've increased my smoking, actually, here recently. Which is not good. Now I have a sore throat all the time. Probably got cancer of the throat. I had been to the doctor recently. It was like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago I was at the doctor. I had to get a full physical to get my Kentucky athletic license. Okay. So they listened to my lungs and shit and said my lungs were clear. So I ain't got no issues there. But it's like all in my throat. And I think... And I get a lot of nasal drip. I think that's probably from smoking, too. But that's what the cough is all the time. It's all that shit dripping down there.
Damn. You need to get that Navage thing. Clean out your fucking nose.
Maybe I do. Anybody try that thing?
No, I've never tried Navage. I don't know if I can.
That looks too fucking weird. Like, you ever get something up your nose that doesn't belong in the first place? It doesn't feel good. And then, like, or, like, soda coming out of your nose, so there's, like, water coming out of your... Like, no. No.
My niece, when she was little, like, stuck a piece of paper towel up there, and no one knew about it. That's all you could... It was, like, just rotten paper towel up there. It was, like, bad.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, she was, like, 3, I think.
Wow.
The kids stuff shit up their nose or in any hole they can.
Yeah, yeah. Tony puts stuff in holes. Just not the right one.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
All right, Tony. So you're quitting all the good shit. What else are you doing this week? How's your week been?
It was good. It was nice today. So, you know, got to break out the new shorts and do all that fun stuff. And even though I had to go to work, but what the fuck ever, I guess. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good shit. Yeah. Fun.
Nothing else really going on, so.
Not doing anything. Okay. Dustin, about you? What's going on with you?
I just got a fucking migraine today. But other than that, I think it has a lot to do with what I did this weekend. I played pool for, like, from 9:30 in the morning to, like, 1 o'clock in the morning with, like, a 2-hour break total in the whole day. Plus drinking beer in there. We had fun, though. Took 3rd in the tournament, so that's always good. Nice little warm up for the tournament season. But other than that, not much else going on. Just work and getting stuff ready at the racetrack and this nice sunshine we keep having. I can't wait to get to the track and do more things. Get a track going for the year. There was actually a track around us this weekend, Park Jefferson. They actually raced this weekend and it was beautiful. Wish I could have been there.
Nice. Yeah.
But can't complain about the weather.
No, it's. We were talking about this earlier, but I don't think it got to 80 today. It may have. I know it hit 79 in my car today. So it was, and I had a hoodie on all day because I was not expecting that. So it was a little warm.
Yeah, up here in Minnesota, you know, when they tell you can go golf in March, you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
It's like your birthday and Christmas all mixed. Which is kind of cool. Me cards can't go on the course, but we can go out and golf. I mean, it's just crazy and not unheard of up here.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's going to be a good, I think it's going to be a good spring. A lot of moisture coming through soon, though. Talk about moisture and rain and shit. So last week we were supposed to get a bunch of fucking storms. Like we were in the dead center of what they were saying was going to be like, we're going to go to Oz. We can get shit.
I was actually reading, or I saw on Facebook and all over, that they actually moved Tornado Alley up, and we're like in the fucking heart of it in Minnesota this year. So we might have an outbreak of tornadoes and drenchial rains is what they're saying. It's like, well, we need the moisture, but we don't need it all at once.
Right.
I mean, it could be a weird summer, but.
Last week when they said we were supposed to, the whole country was talking about this, this one area, and it was right center where we are in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. And didn't get a freaking thing.
We didn't get a fucking thing.
Up north.
Not a siren, not a nothing. I mean, we got some rain, maybe a little bit of thunder, but like nothing. Some wind. I mean,
all
like
El Nino, El La Nina stuff they're talking about again.
I mean, they're like, you know, the day was happening. They're like, okay, you know, the local news was like, it's going to happen overnight, blah, blah, blah. Setup's there, blah, blah, blah. They're like, we're going to come on the air at 1:30 in the morning. Talk about what's going on. I'm like, okay, I'll just set an alarm, right, so I can get up, because my family will sleep through fucking everything, except for me. So I have to play weatherman when there's supposed to be bad weather. I got to play family weatherman. So I got up at 1:30, and ain't fucking doing nothing. I turn on this fucking news, and like looking down in Kentucky at a fucking thunderstorm. What the fuck?
So are you two type of people that when the sirens go off, do you go out and look for it, or you go downstairs right away?
Kind of both.
Fuck, I remember a couple years ago, sirens went off. I went walking outside, and I was like, where are you going? I'm going to see the damn thing.
You just said something. Now, you've been in my house.
Yep.
You said, do you go downstairs or go look for it? I'm already downstairs.
Mm-hmm. You have no basement.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Where the fuck do you go when there's a tornado?
The bathroom.
Oh.
Dad can't even do that because I got a window in there.
You got a window in your bathroom?
Yeah.
You have no inner, and technically they're like, well, you're supposed to stay away from outside walls too, right? I don't have any rooms that don't have, even the bathroom's an exterior wall.
Your kitchen would be your inner.
Yeah, or my hallway.
Yeah.
What are you doing there today? I'm cooking some meat.
but then you're supposed to stay out of the way of like the sight of windows, so I can't really be in my kitchen either.
No. My house is kind of the same thing. I mean, our house is kind of laid out the same. Yours is just bigger. Mm. But yeah, I have no interior main floor. I don't have an interior basement.
You don't have a basement either?
Well, I have a basement, but it's not interior.
You got to walk in outside?
No, we went downstairs in the inside. It's our whole house, but it's just wide open. We got beams, so that, you know, for load bearings, but
yeah.
It's just one big room.
Right. But you're still underground. You're all right there.
Yep. See, that's one thing I never understood. Everything's going to fall on you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on my second floor. I'm in the upstairs recording this podcast. So everything's going to fucking fall on me.
Well, no, because, so a tornado is an uplift. So if it hits you, it's pulling everything up.
Well, yeah, but stuff's still going to fall on you.
Not the stuff, not as it's going. Maybe stuff that, like,
not
later.
My stuff.
It's not going to go straight up in the air and come straight down. Like, I mean, shoot a bullet in the sky.
Oh, I know.
Tell me where it lands.
We had a tornado go through years ago. Well, it's been 10 years. There's still somebody we found, or they're looking for a trailer yet that had snowmobiles in it. Can't find it. Mm. Found a grain bin that was lifted off its thing that was 10 miles away in the bottom of a riverbed. They had to find it with a helicopter.
Yeah. So usually shit does not land where the tornado goes. If you see where, like, the path of a tornado, it's usually clear.
Yeah.
There'll be some debris that falls and stuff. But if you're in the basement, that's obviously the best place for you. Because it can't suck down to the basement, really, I guess, is what they're trying to say there.
So it don't go real, it don't go deep down there. It just goes, like, on the tip, basically.
Yeah. And it bounces. Tony. Like, tornadoes bounce, right?
Tony likes the tip.
they bounce on the tip. So
I would laugh if his chair broke and he just fucking went broop.
That's what. Well, shit. That's why they tell you if you're driving, get like drive into a ditch, right?
Yep.
Because it'll hit the ditch, it'll come across to the ditch, it'll bounce. So.
I've seen supposed plenty to. Of tornadoes. They don't bounce.
I mean, you see, the smaller ones will. So they'll hit like this house, and then they'll skip two houses, and they'll hit the next two houses down. Like they bounce around.
Yeah, they actually lived through an F5 tornado. Those things are pretty nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, we
like you said, it'll skip houses and skip. It does. It does that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it gets in like a little valley. We got like the mountain or a little. We call it our mountain. It's not a mountain. It's a big hill.
Mm.
But it's a valley. It got in there and it bounced back and forth through there. They said it was just wicked. Like people that lived through there.
I mean, that's the majority. Now, the supercell tornadoes, the ones that run on the ground for miles, there ain't shit you can do about that.
I mean, the one I'm talking about, Frick, ran from southwest Minnesota, went all the way up to St. Peter, about a 2-hour drive for us. So she went pretty far.
Yeah.
Big F5.
We can do that. There's one that came through, destroyed town of Henryville the year we moved out here.
Yeah.
But
they're wicked.
That one ran the ground. That was an F5. Just ran right across the highway. But it was weird. Like, you go to the town and the church still stood and the fire department still stood.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fucking weird. Fucking weird.
I think I'd rather live in through a tornado than try to live through a hurricane. Never been in a hurricane, so I don't know.
What is scary about a hurricane?
It could produce tornadoes too, can't they?
Well, I was going to say, isn't it faster winds than a tornado?
I don't know about that, but God damn, I've been in 100 hurricanes.
I think if you're like on the coast and you get all that, whatever, the wash that goes back in is the bad part.
The flooding.
It's more of it's a flood issue. Hurricanes are flood issues.
Well, they got a lot of wind to it, causes damage with the wind.
And yeah, they do.
You get the cats, but the upper cats, but.
But it's not a tornado is a destructive, quick force, right? And you don't have as much warning on a tornado.
No.
Like a hurricane, that they're telling you like 3 weeks ahead of time. You're going to get hit by a fucking hurricane. Your choice.
It's on its way.
Your fucking choice. If you stay and your house, you got a 2-story house and it floods the entire first floor, that's on you if you're there.
The tornado I was referencing to a little bit ago, we were playing baseball, t-ball. We were having a heyday. Sun was shining. Beautiful day. 20 minutes later, we dropped off the last kid. My mom did from t-ball, giving kids a ride home. And we got home, and all of a sudden, it was just like fucking Wizard of Oz all over again.
Yeah.
NEM.
They can kick up, especially, you know.
They just brew up crazy.
Human conditions, right? They'll just. Yeah. They'll kick up supercell storms, but anyway, now that we've played meteorologist here.
That's a big word. That's the word of the day for the biggest word so far, meteorologist. That's right.
So like last week we had the word of the day, today's word of the day is meteorologist. Last week it was piece of shit.
I would love to be a meteorologist. Fuck, you can be wrong 90% of the time and you still get to keep your job.
Meteorologists and baseball players.
Yep. It's a 20% chance of rain in your region. You might get rain today.
Nah. And baseball player. I do my job okay 3 out of 10 times.
I bet 300.
Like,
I don't know. Hitting that 100-mile-an-hour fastball, I don't know.
7 out of 10 times, I suck at my job.
Yep.
I mean, Tony, if you ever fuck up at work and they yell at you, just be like, I thought I was a baseball player.
I'm going to try that one.
I will give out a whirl sometime.
What do you mean? Well, I was batting 1,000. Now I'm just batting 900.
Nine for 10 for the day.
And you owe me more money for that. Now, if I go down to batting 200 and just fuck up 8 out of 10 times, you pay me less.
Oh, you can't take my money away when you give it to me. Not how it works. You play well, you get your contract, and then you're just like, oh, I'm signed for 6 years. I'm getting paid this.
Right, right.
I can just play average now.
Yeah. Well, fuck, Ohtani signed all that money. He's not even going to pitch this year.
No, I wouldn't either.
Well.
Did you see Russell Wilson is getting let go?
Yep, Russell Wilson got released today.
March 13th.
So he's going to Minnesota?
I think Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta. I think Russell Wilson comes to Minnesota. And I think Fields gets traded somewhere. I don't know. If I was the Bears, I would draft fucking Caleb Williams.
Oh, they're going to.
Who's going to draft Penix?
He'll go later rounds. I think he'll go second round. I see the Vikings taking either Penix or JJ McCarthy.
So you don't see JJ or Cousins coming back to Minnesota this year?
I think JJ will.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? With no established quarterback?
Well, you bring in Wilson, maybe he's not established. It's a lot better than some of the trades I've been hearing. Let's trade for fucking Zach Wilson.
Oh, God. Russell Wilson's terrible, man. Listen, I don't know what I'm going to do when Cousins moves on. I don't know, but I can tell you this. If it's Russell Wilson, I'm done.
Well, I'm just going by what I feel is going to happen. I don't want Russell Wilson, but he did come out and say that he's got the drive. He wants to win 2 more Super Bowls. I mean, I don't know.
Bro, I want to hit 2 more lotteries.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm going to fucking do it.
I'm not saying what's going to happen. I just don't. I don't know what's going to happen.
By the way,
free agency is going to be fucking crazy. No one's really signing anybody or keeping their guys. Frick, I saw a list of like the top 20, and it's like, holy crap, that's the top 20. Why is Mike Evans 13th?
And he signed today, he agreed to a deal, 2 years, $54 million, $35 million guaranteed.
With who?
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
He is staying in Tampa.
Was there any news out of the combine? Anybody fuck up their test?
No, except for what Caleb Williams. Don't want to disclose any medical records.
Yep. First player in history. Wasn't there a cornerback or a running back or wide receiver that ran a 4.22 40, wrote the record?
I don't know. I didn't hear that one. Maybe.
I mean, nothing too crazy out of the combine. I mean, people did good. I mean, there were some fast linemen. Didn't realize how fast some of that offensive lineman can be. Holy crap. Running 4.94s, I think, for an offensive lineman. That's fast.
There was news out of Philadelphia today.
Oh, boy.
Jason Kelce is officially retired.
I saw he was doing something. I didn't get to see what he did, but I kind of figured he would.
Officially retired. Officially retired from the Philadelphia Eagles, which means he's going to play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's going to pull a Gronkowski.
If he doesn't go play with his brother, I'd be surprised.
He's been hitting that retirement for a while, though. I mean, I could see him staying retired. I can.
They want to play together.
Well, I know.
Or maybe there's a coaching opportunity, and that maybe that could be a driving force.
Be a good old line coach.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the best centers, really ever.
I would easily a top 3 for sure, a center ever, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get a lot of Hall of Famer centers. That's gonna be one.
No,
that's gonna be one.
I think he's as sick of the tush push.
I would be too. Fuck.
He gets his ass kicked in there.
He ain't getting no younger.
No, like, fuck no.
Fuck. That shit takes a toll. You beat your body up when you're young, and then you get older, it fucking hurts.
Yeah, you go giant. If he goes to Kansas City, joins a great offensive line. I don't know who their starting center is now, but I mean that's a pretty good offensive line, and
yep.
Be interesting.
So anyway, anything else going on with you, Dustin?
No, just played pool this weekend, getting ready for more of that, and watched a little bit of the combine when I could, and watched the race yesterday. Just kind of relaxed yesterday. Mom and Dad finally got back from Florida, so we went and hung out with them. They had a fun trip back. I'll explain that later, off air. but no, not much else going on. I mean, just excited to get back to the track and get working on there, get the season going. I'm ready for warm weather. Oh wait, we've been having that for a while.
Yeah.
How about you? What do you got going on?
We went to a concert.
Oh, that's right. Flogging Molly, I think is what I saw.
Flogging Molly. It was fun. It was a heck of a show. I mean, like, I'm going to be totally honest. Other than Drunken Lullabies, I don't know a ton of Flogging Molly songs.
Was Molly getting flogged?
There's no Molly, unfortunately.
There wasn't a Molly there that got flogged?
No.
Oh, that you know.
Just a lot of Guinness drinking. And a lot of people wearing Irish shit and kilts. Explain that to me, please.
They an Irish band?
They are. They're from Ireland. They're from Dublin.
Why won't you?
Kilts?
You could have had one when you're up here.
No, please explain to me why you're dressing Irish and wearing a kilt.
Well,
where are kilts from?
Kilts
from?
Scotland.
Irish people are weird.
But they do it. I mean, it's. I guess it's done in St. Paddy's Day parades, too, and shit. But I don't understand the kilt and being Irish. Tony are...
Drinking and being Irish.
Yeah. They were drinking Guinness and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They had an opening band that apparently a lot of people were there to see, and I had never heard of them, called Amigo the Devil. And I was thoroughly entertained.
Friend the Devil.
Amigo the Devil, yes. Thoroughly entertained. Like... 7 Mary 3-esque mixed with Jack Black banjos.
You got me intrigued right there. Ooh, boy, banjos.
Yeah. Like songs that are telling stories, funny stories.
A little bit of Weird Al in there.
There was a story song about a guy that married a girl, and it was the girl was his best friend, and so the punchline of the song and like the refrain is I hope you don't die, or I hope you die. Like, and then he died. So that was fun, and everybody knows Drunken Lullabies from Flogging Molly. So, which, funny story on Drunken Lullabies. When we were in Philly, when we lived in Philly, the local rock station around, I don't know if it was on St. Paddy's Day or if it was just around St. Paddy's Day, but the local Philadelphia station for 2 hours or 3 hours played Drunken Lullabies. On purpose. And over. It's the greatest thing ever. So, we were joking before we went. Like, maybe they'll play Drunken Lullabies for just 2 hours. It'd be fun. Homage to Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they open with Drunken Lullabies. I'm like, here we go. 2 hours of Drunken Lullabies. We didn't hear it again the rest of the night. So that was fun.
Like a good concert.
That was fun. Yeah. That was the highlight of my week. So
that's all we really got.
Well, don't you and Steven have something going on coming up in a couple weeks, like March 16th or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. So March 16th, the Golden Boy Greg Anthony comes in. He is the AIWF World Heavyweight Champion. He comes in to defend that against Steven Storm and shit. You know what? Fuck it. Like, everybody thinks they know about wrestling. Everybody thinks they know wrestling is this or whatever, or, you know, everybody knows what's going on. Listen, I am telling you this from the heart right now. Like, Greg Anthony has accomplished so much in his career, okay? Best friends with Jerry Lawler. Runs his own promotion down in Tennessee, okay? Been all over the world wrestling. He's had a great career. This is just the first rung in the legacy that is going to be Steven Storm. Okay? So everybody thinks they know about wrestling, whatever. Like, I'm telling you right now, and this is absolutely no joke, Steven Storm is walking out the AIWF champion. And I don't care how it happens. Like, straight up, how it happens. Everybody wants to have their say on what they think professional wrestling is. Steven Storm is walking out the AIWF champion. Period. He is grabbing that ring and he is going on it and starting his legacy. And we are using Greg Anthony to do it. And there's nothing Greg Anthony can do about it. Period.
Sounds like you just pulled a Heyman.
Spoiler. Just saying. That's it. That's all I'm going to say on it. Like, read into it how you want to, and if you are reading into it, you're probably correct. So, I mean,
I did see that Steven Storm got, like, in a top 10 ranking of some ranking. I thought Saw on Supreme.
Yeah, so AIWF ranked the wrestlers that are throughout the AIWF. Let me explain the AIWF to everybody. First, I keep talking about this championship and all that, okay? So if everybody remembers the NWA, the old NWA.
Old NWA. Okay?
It was a group of promotions that worked together to form the NWA, which was National Wrestling Alliance. The alliance is between all of the promotions, right? So you could send your guys here, there, you know, throughout the territories and share guys and whatever. So that was the old, I say the old NWA because the NWA is not that anymore. The NWA is just a standalone company. There is no, the A is really not there anymore. There is no alliance.
Right.
So the AIWF is a lot like what the NWA was, except it's worldwide. 132 promotions, I think, are more than that. More than 100. There's over 100 promotions. 32 countries are represented. So, I mean, it's a big deal. So there's a lot of promotions, a lot of countries. It's a world-recognized group of wrestling promotions. Greg Anthony is the World Heavyweight Champion. It is a true World Heavyweight, a true World Championship, because it is defended throughout the world. I know we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. right? But it is defended throughout the world. So anyway, they put out, like Dustin was alluding to, they put out their top 10 rankings, AIWF rankings. So you think about that. 32 countries, however many hundred promotions, 10 people.
Top 10.
Steven Storm was number 9.
That's a big achievement.
Yeah. It's huge. Huge.
I mean, even if, like, you know, say it's 200 promotions, say there's 20 people at each promotion, which I know numbers can go up higher or lower. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people to make a top 10 out of.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's the elite of the elite in the AIWF. And names like Greg Anthony. And if you look up Golden Boy Greg Anthony, the guy has had a career. He's from just outside of Memphis. So when he says he's best friends with Jerry Lawler, he means it.
Yeah.
But that, irregardless, I mean, I've got a ton of respect for his career, ton of respect for what he's done in his career, and he's grabbed every ring there possibly can be for him, probably. Steven Storm's gonna grab that fucking ring. And he's going to grab... I'm just... It's really all I'm going to say. Like, there are ways of going about this, Montreal.
Oh, boy. Popped out to Montreal. For all your wrestling fans out there, you might know what he's talking about.
Well, that... No, I mean, it really... You know what? Montreal would be wrong because Montreal was a planned job between the whole company.
Very true.
We'll just call this Philly mob style. How's that?
I like it.
It's not a joke. I'm sure Greg Anthony does not listen to this podcast. If he does, then he might get clued into it. But
I've seen Steven wrestle. I haven't seen Greg wrestle, but I've been actually in the ring with Steven because he was in there when I was down there with you. And the kid's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Kid's no joke. He's a bigger boy, but he quick.
Oh, yeah.
Move. Very quick. Very, very agile. Yep.
Yeah, he's, for got his a lot age. Of respect
for him in the ring.
For his age, where he's going, what he's got. Like, this is just the first rung he's going to grab, and which is going to send him off on his legacy of his career, well past being with me. I can be honest.
First
there.
Stepping stone.
Like, I will be left in the dust shortly by Steven Storm, but I will help him grab that first ring.
It's an honor for you to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Yeah, that's March 16th in Madison, Indiana. If you miss it, that's your problem. I highly suggest you don't. Because if you want it, if you are a wrestling fan and you're like, man, I wish I would see shit that I never see.
There you go.
It's probably your chance.
It's not The Rock showing up and doing promos. This is the stuff you need to see if you're a wrestling fan.
That, if you were going, oh, shit. If you want to go home saying, oh, shit, did that just happen? You might show up in Madison on Saturday at 16.
Road trip.
So, anyway.
I'm trying to figure out what Tony's doing. Mouth is moving, but there's no words coming out.
No, no.
16 different championships.
Greg Anthony.
You looked up Greg Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are 16 different ones. So, yeah, this guy has been around. It said he debuted back in 2000, so I'm sure he was wrestling before that. But, yeah, 16 different championships, some of them a couple different times, 4 times. He was a tag team title 6 times.
And who was he trained by?
Oh, there was a couple people.
I forget who, but I think it was a big name.
Bill Dundee. Tom Pritchard, Bobby Eaton.
He got trained by a lot of big names.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Tom. Everybody knows Dr. Tom.
Yeah, so he is a real deal.
So, yeah. Show up, Madison. See what happens.
2 weeks.
It's going to be recorded. It won't. You won't be able to watch it live. It's going to be recorded. So there's no denying. There's no playing the wrestling game and denying it happened. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, like,
the got me excited.
I'm just saying, it's Steven's walking out the champ.
One zipper kicker or another, it's happening.
Okay. Zipper kicker would be along the lines of what everybody thinks they know.
You breaking out some new stuff or what?
You have to show up in Madison to find out.
It's gonna have to find out. Sometimes there's ways of making people have their shoulders down for three. Or tapping because you're afraid.
That is another option, yeah.
Like I said, I kind of want to hop in my private jet, get down there. Wish I had a private jet.
Yeah, you're
sorry, guys. I got to go to Madison, Indiana. I'll be back for the pool tournament later.
Listen, anybody that is not from Indiana, Kentucky, or Ohio that shows up to this show, I will personally get a Steven Storm t-shirt for. Free charge. Just show up. Because at the end of the night, you're going to want to tell the entire fucking internet what just happened. So.
Got my blood boiling. I think my migraine's going away.
Hey, I mean, that's... I like... listen, when I talk wrestling, I like to stay in character, but that... Mm-mm. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's it. That's all I'm going to say anymore.
Like I said, you got me excited about that. There was more breaking news today in the wrestling world. They announced the first inductee into the Hall of Fame this year. Did you guys see that?
I called that 2 years ago.
Well, it's in Philly. It makes sense, yeah. Right?
They always induct somebody from there.
Yep.
It would have been there in Madison Square Garden, but they didn't do it there because ECW.
Yep.
But he's from New York.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised either. You just got me so excited about 2 weeks. I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep for 2 weeks.
And it's going to be the most talked about thing ever in independent wrestling. If we have to.
The little teasers. Whoa.
What else has been going on?
That's it. Planning.
Practicing. Working on details.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. Whatever. Ain't that hard. Ain't that hard. Remember what they did to Sean, right? Just make sure he gets in this move.
you need to stop talking. You're going to give out way too much. You got to leave something for next week for him to tune in to see what's coming up.
That's, yeah, true.
That'd be the week leading up to it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have
some March Madness in Madison.
We'll have a tune-up. We'll have a tune-up match here or there or before that happens, I'm sure. We had a tune-up match this week. Offered an open challenge. Anybody want to challenge the king? That stupid Bad Country Andrew Williams tried to answer the challenge. We laughed him off. We're like, beat you twice. Sorry, no.
Yeah, but you could have creamed the girl again. What's her name?
Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah. Could have. But you know what? It was fun once, but jeez. It's like, you know, hit it and quit it. Right. beat him twice, but I don't need him again, so we no. Said no. little rat bastard.
You had your chances.
Yeah. Little rat bastard Brendan Shades came out though.
Oh boy.
Decided to get his ass kicked. Whatever.
Hey, everybody's gotta take their shot at the king.
Problem is that while he was getting his ass kicked and I was laughing at it, Lucy was yelling at me, "That's your shot. That's your shot." You know what, Lucy? Get in the ring. I threw in the ring.
Love a pie eating contest.
I threw her in the ring. We're gonna make her kiss the king's foot. Bad Country came running out. Jeez. That guy. What's he gonna learn? Because he wants his leg never broken do. And he wants his leg broken and he wants his wife to kiss me on the lips. Whatevs.
Oh boy.
Come here, Lucy.
Lucy, come home. Lucy, I'm home.
I mean, if she kissed the king's foot, she would have to kiss the prime minister then, don't you think?
Oh boy.
I thought you were the jester.
What? What?
Isn't that what we were talking about with Cohen? When he was on when Tony was gone, weren't we calling you the jester? You were going to be the jester?
Oh.
Tony's friend that he had to ruin our show?
Cohen's too busy eating KFC to know anything.
Pizza. KFC pizza.
He ate KFC pizza. Did you see, too, as well? Like, they now know when he's coming and they close the store?
I did not know that. I didn't see that one.
Oh, yes. Yes, they closed the store early. They must have knew he was coming. He showed up. They fucking turned the lights out.
Sorry. Not enough.
We had a chicken. God damn. You know what his theme song needs to be?
The chicken dance?
Chicken fried.
Chicken fried.
I like my chicken fried.
Oh my gosh.
I like it extra shit. Crispy.
He is extra crispy. Posted online about how KFC shut down right before he got there, and then like the next day, I'm trying to lose weight. What about that? The only reason you're losing weight. The only reason you're losing weight is because KFC's closing when you're coming.
They have grilled up.
They do. They do have a grilled option, yeah.
Tony, I know you don't like the way I talk sometimes. You don't like to take my side on things. But look at Jason Cohen. You think he's going to order grilled chicken?
I mean, there's a start for everybody. You got to start somewhere, so. But I mean.
What, 2 days? He's going to order grilled chicken 2 days after he ate the fucking chicken pizza?
I mean, he might like have some grilled chicken tenders, but, you know, I'd still go with a bucket because you can't go wrong with KFC. So you got to start off slow. You got to have a little bit of grilled tenders, and then you still got to have, you know, the legs and the thighs and all the goodness there, so.
Yeah, no, Jason Cohen is not going grilled. Sorry. Again, the only reason he's losing weight is because KFC's closing when he shows up. Anyway, what else is going on? I wanted to talk about... Oh! I got a little fun idea for us.
Oh, boy.
I do. You know, I've been thinking about this for a while, but I was going to do it on my own, but I was like, you know what? Let me open this up to the podcast and all three people that want to listen. Okay. Yeah, that's us. That's us. 1, 2, 3, right here. We'll open this up to everybody, though. So, I know we've talked about the naming of teams and how team names have changed because somebody gets their panties in a bunch, you know, whatever. That is a great idea. Major League Baseball is getting ready to start. Okay. Why don't we rename every team? And we will rename them all breakfast foods.
Be a fun way to do the season.
So here's an example. Tony, I'm going to steal your team just for a second. We don't have to name your team this. We can revisit. We'll come up by next week. We'll have a list. Okay. Cincinnati cereal. Philadelphia pancakes. The Boston bagels. That'd be fucking great. Nobody can get mad at cereal. Who's going to get mad at pancakes? Like, nobody's going to get mad at these, right? It'd be great.
I don't think so.
You could change it to, like, something that's more relevant to your city, right? So, like, I think, like, maybe New York should be the bagels, right? One of the New York teams should be the bagels. But, like, Philly could be the Philadelphia Scrapple. Right? Or pork roll. Like, yeah.
The Cincinnati five-way, so.
That's not breakfast, buddy.
Well, I mean, you never know. Cincinnati people, they could probably eat Skyline all day.
That's not fucking breakfast foods.
You never know.
It's got to be breakfast. You've ruined the game already by fucking going to Chili. Okay? Breakfast foods. So, this is the challenge for the week. Come up with at least your division. The team that your division is in, come up with team names for your division. Okay?
So, you want us to do our whole division. So, like, I would have the Twins, White Sox, Tigers, and Royals.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Kansas City, Detroit, Chicago, and Minnesota. Yeah.
I already got Minnesota's.
What were you doing? Muffins?
Lefse.
What the fuck is that?
Delicious.
What the fuck is that?
The only thing that pops in my head right now. I mean, blueberry muffins would work too. But, I mean, we got a lot of breakfast stuff.
So there you go. Come up with your division. Anybody out there listening, if you want to play along, multiple ways you can help us out by submitting team names. Those of you that follow me on Facebook, send me a message. Or send Tony a message or Dustin a message. Name a team.
Send back talk a message on Facebook.
Back talk a message on Facebook. You can email us. If you're watching it on Facebook, it's at the bottom. If you're not watching us on Facebook, you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify or something else. Backtalk, BACC, talk, TALK, us, US, at gmail.com. So backtalk us at gmail.com and give us a team name and city and team. Okay. On top of that, we can use the current colors if you want. Or if you want to change your team's colors, because it's your favorite team. Like, if you want to, Dustin, if you want to change Minnesota's colors, then tell me what colors we should do. Because here's the second side of this. Once we have named all the MLB teams available at Jackson County Apparel, you will be able to get a t-shirt of any one of these teams.
It'd be fun. And if you have making the Twins now.
If you have contributed, if you have helped contribute to this fun time of renaming teams so nobody gets mad, then you will get to choose a t-shirt free of charge. Pay $999 shipping and handling. T-shirt's free. And you will get a free t-shirt. I'm kidding about the shipping and handling too, by the way. But maybe like $4.
If your name gets chosen, not just because you contribute, if your name gets chosen for that team.
Yeah, we'll do a wheel. We'll do a wheel of death type of thing. Anybody who contributes, we'll put you in.
We got three of us. We can vote it out. You know, if we get multiple team names, I think three of us vote it out.
You know what, though? I think if people are willing to contribute and play along, we'll just do it. You know, I'll do two shirt giveaways. Okay? We'll do a wheel of death, because we may or may not use your team name, depending on if we like it or not.
Yep.
But because you contributed, you helped out, we'll put your name on the wheel of death for a free t-shirt.
Sounds like a plan.
Hell yeah. And then we will have a whole line of t-shirts sponsored by Backtalk of all new MLB team names. And I hope to see them across. I want to see them across the country in every stadium. I want to see people wearing like the Philadelphia Scrapple t-shirt.
You know, you bring this up, you know, and I start thinking, I'm like, God, we go to the football season next year. You do like supper dishes or, you know, something like that.
Oh, we are. Yeah. We're going to do all the sports. I mean, like utensils. So that's the other thing. Like maybe we start running out of breakfast names. We can use utensils maybe. But I don't really want to get into utensils yet. Let's stick to breakfast foods. And like we can change it if we have to do scrambled eggs and sunny side up. We can do that. It doesn't just have to be eggs, right?
I'd say if you're eating it for breakfast, you can use it.
Yeah.
Well, if it's 8 for breakfast in that area.
Then you'd have pizza.
Yeah. What do you think I'm going to name Chicago?
I'm not naming any team a pizza.
Chicago deep dish.
No.
You eat it for breakfast?
No. Yeah. It could be beer then, and then we're pissing people off again.
You don't drink beer for breakfast. It's not a breakfast food. It's a breakfast beverage.
Listen, mimosas. That's got fruit. Like,
I guess if you're talking about breakfast alcoholic beverages, you do have screwdrivers and Bloody Marys.
We got to stick to breakfast foods here, okay?
Yeah. No, if you can eat it for breakfast, you should be able to name it that. Eat it.
Venison.
People do eat that as part of breakfast.
No.
Instead of steak and eggs, they do venison and eggs up here.
Listen, this is my game.
You said breakfast foods. To me, that breakfast foods are wide open, dude.
Steak, yeah, steak and eggs could be something, sure.
But if you're gonna go breakfast foods native to that area, it would make sense.
Okay, but it has, so here's this. Not if you could just eat it for breakfast. If it's on a breakfast menu.
Okay.
That's,
I could use got, Spam.
Yes, you could have Spam. Yeah. Is Spam on a breakfast menu?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Here in Minnesota it is.
Okay, well, there you go.
It was made here.
There you go. Then you could do right. that. It's got, what you got, Tony?
What you're saying is that if you're going to a restaurant to order a breakfast meal, it has to be on like a menu somewhere.
Breakfast menu.
Breakfast menu.
Yes. Like, you can't go to Denny's for breakfast and order a hamburger and say, that's my breakfast food.
No, that's not a breakfast food.
Right. But I'm eating it for breakfast.
Lay it all out to everybody that's listening that wants to join the game.
It's got to be able to be on a breakfast menu. So, like, oatmeal, grits. Fucking, if you need to, smoothies. You know, I'm just throwing some shit out
breakfast
there.
Breakfast pizza's on a menu.
Then it would be egg pizza. Or egg pizza. Or
breakfast pizza.
Fine. It would have to be the Chicago deep blah, blah. I can't even say the fucking team name now.
Chicago deep dish sausage and egg.
Chicago deep dish breakfast pizzas.
No, I'm actually looking forward to this. I think it'll be fun.
So, what did you have, Tony?
I'm done.
You're done with your whole fucking
team's all name.
You've got your whole
division done.
My four teams, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess go for it. What we got?
We'll give him another division for next week. We got a lot of divisions, yeah. Will.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me pull it back up.
Let me pull it back up. He had to look it up.
All right. So I've got the Chicago Blueberries. I've got the St. Louis Grape Nuts.
The who's?
The St. Louis Grape Nuts.
Grape Nuts, okay. Gotcha.
I've got the Milwaukee Cheese Danish. And I got the Cincy Long Johns.
Oh, Long John's. Oh,
Donut.
You never had a Long John?
I thought we were talking about fucking underwear.
Those are Long Eddies. I like it.
Okay. So what should we give? You got the AL. Give him an AL West. Get the AL West.
Get the AL West for next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start.
He'll be done in 20 minutes.
We'll have to make like a special area in Discord and put the team names in there of everybody, what everybody's saying. That way, people that are in Discord can see it.
And everybody can watch right now. It's actually being made. The new channel name is MLB Breakfast. And we will put everybody's name in there once you send it to us. Do not put it in our thing. Just make sure you don't go to Discord and put it in there, because we're not going to look there. We'll put them there when we get them. So send us.
Message any one of us.
Email them. Facebook Messenger, Backtalk, Facebook Messenger, any one of us, whatever you want to do. Just get them to us. If you want to do a whole division, you want to take a whole division, go ahead, do it. If we have multiple team names or more teams with multiple names, we'll take a vote next week on that.
Yeah. I think that's another thing, too. I mean, we could just start naming off teams and divisions and just go through every one of them, too. I mean, give it a couple weeks, have every team named by the beginning of the season.
Yep. So
always come up with fresh ideas.
But start thinking and send them to us. It'll be fun. And then we'll make fucking T-shirts with them. It'll be like the greatest thing ever. And then we'll see if we can get these T-shirts marketed to the because you know what, baseball fans love that shit, right? Fucking love that shit. If people in Philadelphia saw Philadelphia's Scrapple T-shirts, Scrapple baseball, they'd be fucking all over that shit.
Think of like Philadelphia. Think if they hear that and then they do like a Scrapple weekend and they make jerseys Philadelphia Scrapple.
Hell fucking yeah! But we trademarked that shit. They better pay us enough.
Fly us out to Philly so we can be there at the game, throw out first pitches or something.
Yeah. I mean, hot damn. So, yeah, send us some names. For reals, send us some names. Tony, I expect you to go into the chat area or chat channel and put your shit in there, because I'm not going to remember what you fucking told me.
Oh, great idea. I think it'd be fun.
So that's my idea for the week. That's all I had for this week. To be honest with you, that's all I had. Was I wanted to bring that up. Do we want to talk about the Snorefest on Sunday?
Which one?
The NASCAR race?
Didn't watch it. I watched the last 30 laps.
Would have been a good time to take a nap.
I think we should talk about Sting's retirement.
I didn't see the match.
Didn't see the match. I heard it was pretty good. I didn't rent it because I was not around to watch it. But I heard it was pretty good. He went out as tag team champion. Did a lot of good stuff in there. To me, Sting's like an icon to probably to all three of us. We grew up watching that guy wrestle. Probably one of the last main old guys wrestling. Like, that was wrestling full time yet. And he really wasn't wrestling full time, but... just all I really wanted to say is hats off to Sting on a great career, man. 30 years, whatever the hell it's been a career. What did he start? 1985, I think is what I saw today.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Going out when you could still kind of do it, right? And because here's the flip side of that. Okay. Did you guys see the spot with Ric Flair and the Young Bucks?
Yeah.
It was fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking awful. I mean, like, he is going to tarnish his legacy if he keeps doing this shit.
Yep.
So, for those of you who didn't see it, go find it on TikTok or somewhere. It was the spot he did with the Young Bucks.
It's out there.
I'll explain it. First thing he does is go for an eye poke against Matt Jackson. Or Nick Jackson. I think it was Matt. Anyway. The eye poke of doom in the ear hole.
What, Willie?
Like, it basically poked him in the ear and then fucking... Jackson's selling the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, we all fucking saw it. We all fucking saw it. It's like when somebody misses a move and you sell it. Like, why? Never sell a fucking move somebody misses. So that happens. Then he goes to throw punches on Matt Jackson. And it takes 90 years for those punches to get there. And I'm just like, oh my God. And they look so weak. Just not a good look for Ric Flair at all. At all. He's got to stop. He's going to tarnish his career.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I mean, when you can't do an eye poke. When you can't do an eye poke. And you eye poke somebody's ear.
I mean, growing up, watching him grow up wrestling, you know, we watched him wrestle his whole career, basically. You know, I mean, we'll always look back on the old stuff, like WWE, WCW stuff. I mean, I won't look at what's going on now, you know, as a big bad draw. But on these younger fans, it's like, why did you guys cheer for him? You know, I mean, it just looks bad.
Oh, my God. And why are they selling that like that? I mean, if I go to throw a punch at you and it takes 90 years to get there, you should have gone and had breakfast. It's like the same shit where, like, you see these guys that are in these spot matches, right? And it's just a guy standing there waiting. Why are you standing there waiting for this guy to do something to you? Mm. Why? Same thing with the fucking... That's why I hate the dive. I hate the dive with a passion. I hate it with a passion. Some people like it. I fucking hate it. Because it's a bunch of guys that are standing outside waiting for a guy to jump over the ropes. Mm. They might all be on the ground. And then all of a sudden, they're all up. And they're all in a group cluster.
Yep.
Why? Why are you guys all together? Weren't you just fighting?
Yep.
I hate it. I hate the dive with a passion.
There's certain spots for the dive, but it's overdone. It's overused.
Oh, yeah.
But there's certain spots that make sense.
You have to make it make sense, though. Like, just to do it is terrible. I don't know. It just drives me insane. It drives me insane. And to watch guys stand there and wait. And the other spot that... So besides the dive, there's like two or three spots that drive me absolutely fucking insane in professional wrestling. The dive being one of them. The other one is guys punching each other back and forth. Because So Dustin, me and you are doing that. I punch you. And then I stand there. And I wait for you to punch me back. And then you stand there and wait for me to punch you.
Yeah.
Are we not in a fight?
Minor fight.
Is this slap fight competition? I'm confused on what this is.
The only one I really like enjoy when they're like punching each other back and forth is like when they actually like grapple and they're just both going at it.
Well, that's like when you do it, when you see like a pull apart, something like that. That's completely different. Well,
You see it in the matches, though, too. I mean, like Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. I mean,
Some of these guys do it. But that's a fight.
That's
a fight. That's not, I'm going to punch you, then you punch me. And say, they do it with chops. Right? Like, oh my God, it fucking. It drives me insane. Because why would I stand there and let you punch me in the face? And not try and block it. Not try and do it. Just fucking stand there. Like that's
I think a lot of it has to do with the fans intrigue.
So many people that watch wrestling, they bitch when they see somebody get hit in the head with a chair, and they're like, "He put his hand up." Somebody's swinging a chair at you.
That's your natural reaction.
What the fuck are you gonna do? Yeah. I'm gonna put my hand up.
Here you go.
Yeah. I'm putting my fucking hand. I'm gonna try and block that shit.
People are like, oh, he didn't take it. He threw his hand up.
No. He did what any sane person would do.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm glad Sting got to write the story he wanted to write.
He got to go out on his own terms.
But Ric Flair, I'm putting you out, buddy. You're done. Mm-hmm. Stop. You can still cut a promo. Go ahead, get on the mic. Go ahead, be in somebody's corner. Slide them the knucks, you know. Whatever. Do something dirty. But if you can't do a fucking eye poke, you gotta stop. Like, plain and simple. Like, I know the difference between where the eyes are and the ears are on the body. And I have never done an eye poke in anybody's ear.
What else have you done in somebody's ear?
Well. Hey, Lucy! So yeah, that's all I got on that. Congrats to Sting, great career. Going out on his own, maybe not going out in the place you want to go out, but
I think there was always when he made his run in WWE, I think he wanted to go out against the Undertaker.
That would have been
the match we all wanted to see, but it just didn't work out.
It didn't work out because of Seth fucking Rollins.
Well, The Undertaker was done at the end, too. I mean, I don't know if it would even happen even with Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but Taker wrestled matches after that.
Yeah. It would have been cool to see those two go out together.
Yeah. That would have been,
you know, something we never get, but that's what I was hoping for.
You can always do it on your
Survivor Series that year that Sting made his first appearance in WWE, and all of us fans that knew about the Monday Night Wars and all that were like, oh my God, it's actually happening. You know,
I'm almost glad they didn't do it. Almost glad they didn't do it. And here's why. Here's why they did. Why I'm glad they didn't do it. They did enough in that WrestleMania match of burying Sting and all the WCW guys.
Yep.
That we didn't need to see Taker do it to him.
Yep. So, I agree.
I mean, that was the way that was done in the WrestleMania match. It was straight up them showing you were never better than us.
Right. I do see what you're saying on that.
And they couldn't have just made a banger of a match between Triple H and Sting. No.
You had to involve NWO, DX, everything.
Once they did that, it was the bury was on. Because, listen, regardless, if it's a one-on-one match between Sting and Triple H, somebody's going over and somebody's not.
Yep.
It's just the way it is, right?
And they were.
But when you do it that way, and you basically put all of WWE top guys at the time of when the wars were, right?
Yep.
You put them all over on the top guys from WCW at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's called burying.
That's why I give Sting props for actually showing up in WWE. I never thought the day would come.
No, I mean, but they could have. They were going to do a singles match and done a build. There could have been a lot of things done better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put Sting in some matches against some top guys in WWE, and you put him over, so he's strong. So he's real strong looking going in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting him up against the top brass of WWE and Triple H. So you're strong going in. Anybody can win it. You keep it as a one-on-one.
Yep.
With a handshake at the end. That's how you should have done it.
It's not a barrier then.
I mean, people don't realize the psychology that goes in before a match, for weeks before a match, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing that now with the whole Bloodline Rocks thing. I mean, everybody's like, oh, this is going to happen. We don't know. There's a lot of signs that are out there that are showing this, but a lot of signs showing that, you know, I mean.
But you had to build. You have to make it. So, like, when you had Brock Lesnar at his peak.
Yep.
Who, in WWE, and I think we had this conversation on this podcast. Who in WWE was believable to beat him?
Nobody.
Because you had him kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now you had to go out and take somebody. And you had to build them before they got to Brock.
Kind of the same thing that Cena.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, if you're going
to had to build somebody up. Like, look at Seth Rollins back when he slayed the Beast. I mean, that build was going on for months.
If you put anybody in a match against your champion who's on top, and you're going to build to a big match, you have to build that person up prior to make it believable that they can beat that person.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's a worthless match.
Yep. You're right.
Because if it's not believable that they can beat him, people aren't buying it. And the reason people are going, Cody's beating Roman. Because it's believable that he can do it. But if you buried him under, like, I don't know. I don't even know who the fuck's out there that's mid at the moment. So, Ricochet. Let's say Ricochet goes over on Cody Rhodes. Is Cody Rhodes as strong as you think he is? Can he beat Roman Reigns? He can't beat Ricochet.
Right. No, I agree with you. That's why him taking that pinfall last Monday night, Cody Rhodes, was just different to me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the bloodline got involved. So, I mean, it made sense why it happened. I mean,
I'm a break the wall at the moment. And only one time will I break this wall. I want you to think about...
the forbidden wall?
We had a match that involved Jason Cohen, Aaron Abbott, myself, and Steven Storm. And the top baby in that match was Jason Cohen. Mm-hmm. The one that everybody wanted to see kick my ass was Jason Cohen. What was the ending of that match?
I don't remember.
Jason Cohen pinned me.
Yep.
What do you think it does to Steven if Jason Cohen pins him?
Yep. Oh, I know exactly what you're saying there.
So,
story. If the story's there, it makes sense.
Yeah, but it buries Steven if he gets pinned.
Big.
Like,
especially by a non-wrestler.
Yeah.
Yep.
Regardless of how it happens. I mean, if Aaron pins Steven, then it's a believable match.
Yeah, you're not burying anybody. You're not hurting anybody's what they've worked for.
But if, you know, let's just say.
It'd be like you pinning Aaron.
Hypothetically.
Same concept.
Hypothetically. Let's put this whole match in a hypothetical situation.
Oh, okay? God, we're getting hypothetical.
Steven's in there. I turn on Steven.
Mm-hmm.
I take him out with, I don't know, chair or something.
The trash can.
Trash can. Take him out with the trash can. He's done. He's down. And Jason Cohen pins him. He's still buried.
Still. Yeah. You're not wrong on that.
No.
You've seen that a lot in the wrestling, the big promotions over the years.
Mm-hmm. So when I talk about, when I say things like they're burying this person, these are the type of things I'm seeing to say they're burying this person.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Because it's like, I think Michael Cole had a match against Jerry the King Lawler at WrestleMania.
Yep, years ago, yep.
And not killed Jerry Lawler if he got beat by Michael Cole clean in the middle of the ring.
Would have destroyed him. His whole career is gone. Or legacy's gone.
So you knew that would never happen. So everybody's like, oh, that could happen. What if Michael Cole beats Jerry Lawler? It will never happen. Not cleanly. Not clean in the middle of the ring. Absolutely not. I'll never see that.
Without help or something stupid happening.
Right. But even that, even when you're helping, even when you've got a situation with help, right, it still can be considered a bury if you're pinning him 1, 2, 3. Michael Cole could go over Jerry. Michael Cole could go over. Jerry Lawler cheats, gets caught, disqualified.
Yeah.
That didn't bury Jerry. Think about this, people. When you guys are out there arguing all shit about fucking AEW being great or whatever, you start watching it, you start paying attention, and then come back to me and talk. Because they're doing shit for no reason, and it makes no sense. That's why I can't get into AEW anymore. It was fun at first. Now it's just bleh.
To be honest, I never did. I never got into AEW.
I got into it because WWE was so stale.
Right.
It was so stale that I was not excited about watching wrestling. AEW was going to offer us something different. And the way they did it, the way they started it, was phenomenal, right? So they didn't start it, oh, here's this new company. No. They started it by running this pay-per-view that was inviting wrestlers from all different big promotions. Called All In.
All In.
And breaking down that barrier of working with other promotions.
Yep.
And then you had AEW was announced after that. And they were saying that's what they were going to do. They were going to continue to break down that wall. Well, now I'm intrigued.
Right.
Who's showing up? Right? Now you're going to you have the potential to see the best wrestlers around the world. Because if you're just watching WWE, you are brainwashed into thinking they are the best wrestlers in the world. And they're not.
Yeah. If you haven't branched out, holy crap.
They're not. People on the independent circuit that are far better than the majority of the talent on WWE.
Even you do New Japan Wrestling, if you ever watch it over there, it's amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, TNA was always fun to watch. You know, like you said, independent wrestling. If you have independent wrestling in your area, go to a show sometime.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
These kids and men and women are they're learning the ropes, and they put on a hell of a show.
And even the ones that are fully trained and are just working the independent circuits. I mean, you got people like Jason Kincaid. Yep. Jason Kincaid has traveled the world and is a phenomenal wrestler. Has never been on I think he may have been on WWE TV once or twice.
Yep.
You've got Aaron Williams. If you guys don't know the name Aaron Williams yet, learn it now. Learn it now. If you don't know who Carson Drake is, find out. Carson Drake, local independent wrestler, OVW trained, just signed NWA.
Nice.
There's just so much talent, and you're going to see different stories and different characters than what you are force-fed by things like WWE. And WWE telling you that these are the best in the world, and they're not. They are not the best wrestlers in the world. Some of them are. Some of them are. But the majority is not. The majority is people with pretty faces.
Yep. Pretty good athletes out there in the independent circuits.
Go on and watch. I wish I could remember the name of the website, but there's a independent professional wrestling TV that airs indie shows from all over. That's where you see some people.
Yep.
You know, and I'm not. You know, sit hear me. You know, touting. You know, Supreme's got all these people. No, I'm not. It's all over. It is all over. Now, I could say Supreme has Steven Storm, who's number 9 on the AIWF world rankings. But, and they got AIWF tag team champions in Custom Made.
Yep.
Who just defended this weekend in North Carolina. So
it's the wrestling world goes way further out than like WWE, AEW, or even WCW back in the day.
It's just easy.
Branches out.
It's
so
just easy
far.
For people to go, oh, I watch WWE or I watch AEW.
Yep. Well, very
because
true.
Because it's on TV.
Yep.
You're
not wrong.
So it's easy to be like, oh, this is what wrestling is. It's not. Not of course everybody that's the goal. That's the goal for everybody who's in the business, right? Your goal is to get to WWE or something like that. Because
your
of the
goal
money.
Is to make it to the upper echelon, the pro part of it.
The money, right? That's the reason. But not and just because you're the most talented wrestler doesn't mean you're gonna make it there.
Yeah, I always look at it like the minor leagues. You know,
yep.
Go to a minor league baseball, basketball, whatever, you know, something like that. It's what you're seeing with independence as well. You're seeing these kids trying to make their name, these men or women trying to make their names for themselves, and they're putting on a show. You know, they're not holding back. They're putting on a show for you, the fans. Doesn't matter if there's 10 people in the stands or 15,000.
You will be more entertained sitting through an independent show than you will ever be entertained sitting through a whole WWE show. Because if you watch a WWE show, you are tuning in for one or two segments.
Yep.
So you just wait and see those two segments, and then you're sitting there playing on your phone for the rest of the show. Guarantee it. Tell me you're sitting there with your eyeballs glued to the fucking television, because you're not.
Or even if you're there live.
Right.
You know, you're there, you know, I remember going to live shows, live Raws or SmackDowns or, you know, it's like, oh, what's coming up next week? We're going to be there and be like, oh, well, I'm intrigued in this.
You show up to an independent show. You show up to an independent show and you're sitting up close. Okay.
You're right there with the wrestlers. They interact with you.
They're going to interact with you. You're going to be more entertained and feel more a part of something. Mm-hmm. You ever will going to a WWE show.
And for a lot cheaper for most promotions.
$10 most promotions.
Yep.
You can't spend a $10 bill to check out independent wrestling. You're not a wrestling fan.
And you're seeing the same thing. Yeah, I shouldn't say you're seeing the same thing. You're seeing it better.
Yeah. So, do it. Check it out. Anyway, that's all I got. I guess we're starting to run a little long, so.
We're good at that.
My rants are over today. So, Tony, we haven't heard much from you today, other than you sat there while we were talking about shit and made an entire division in baseball.
Two divisions. Well,
he's got two done now.
He already did the AL West.
Yeah.
So, what do you got coming up this week? What do you got? Any big future plans? What's going on with you?
No big future plans. Not anytime soon. I mean, you got opening day coming up end of the month. So March 28th, is that what it is? I think Thursday, the Reds start. I think they start a week early because somebody goes to Japan and plays for a couple games.
Don't they start early because don't they take the week of the Olympics off?
If I'm not mistaken, Cincinnati opens in Philadelphia.
Never. Cincinnati will never open any on the road. They always open at home, and they're the oldest team in baseball, and that's why.
I think you might want to look at the schedule.
No, they play the Nationals.
Do they play Nationals at home?
Yeah, they open up with the Nationals.
Philly might open with the Cincinnati at home.
It might be their first homestand then.
Maybe. So, yeah, so we have that coming up. I mean, March baseball. I mean, we did that one year. We went opening night, and, yeah, it was cold and rained, and, yeah. I don't know if I want to do that anytime soon.
Now, there is an argument to be made about Cincinnati being the oldest team in baseball. Because they were there, and then they stopped. Philadelphia is the longest running professional baseball team. Just so you know. Go back and watch the movie, buddy.
Well, I didn't say longest running. I said oldest baseball team.
But are they? I mean, if you had a team and then you stopped, then you have a new team.
Same team.
It's not, though. It's not the same team. It's a new team.
Give us something. We have no money to spend on players. Give us this. It's okay. It's fine.
They were actually the first original base professional team, and but then something happened and they stopped because they were the only professional team. They were bringing in like, I don't know, club teams or something to play against. I think the movie, you ever see that the old movie? It's just called Baseball. Runs over like seven to nine, like mini movies. MLB Network runs it all the time. I want to check it out. I think that's where I saw that.
Sure. Let's check it out.
But the longest existing franchise is Philadelphia.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who is?
The Atlanta Braves.
No.
It's not You're established 1871.
No.
Date of entry into MLB, 1876.
No. And Philadelphia was what?
They're not even on the list.
You're on Cincinnati some fucked even. Up list. You're on some Cincinnati fucked up four. List.
Just Googled oldest MLB team. 10 oldest baseball teams in America.
Oh, what do they have as number one?
The Braves.
No.
What is the oldest MLB team still around? The Atlanta Braves. Says MLB. It right here on Google. MLB team still around.
And we're talking about professional baseball team.
You said Major League Baseball team.
No, we said professional baseball. These teams were playing before professional baseball. Or before the MLB.
Okay, well, this 10 oldest baseball teams in America, it has the Atlanta Braves number one. They were established in 1871.
No.
It was before they were in the major leagues.
No. You broke Google.
Previous, they have all these previous names and everything. The Twins are number 10. Google it. It's the 10 oldest baseball teams.
You know what? You know what, Dustin? You know what, Dustin? It's on the internet. It must be true.
Cincinnati Reds are four. They were established in 1881. The previous names were Cincinnati Red Stockings and Cincinnati Red Legs.
Yeah.
They're number four. St. Louis is number five.
We're going to continue this discussion next week when we name more teams.
Philadelphia Phillies are 1883. They were established in 1883. Date of entry in MLB was 1883. Previous name was Philadelphia Quakers.
Philadelphia A's were before that, weren't they?
Well, it's probably a different franchise.
Well, they went to Oakland, buddy.
Exactly. And now they're going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm just going by what I'm seeing here.
Anyway. Tony, what do you got going on?
Philadelphia Athletics, Kansas City Athletics.
Yeah.
What
else you got going on? Anything?
Nothing.
We got
Yeah. We got
what?
Not quitting anything this week?
Yeah, what are you quitting this week?
Nothing yet this week. Still, you know, still trying to pop and all that stuff. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm going to quit drinking beer tonight.
At some point.
Good luck with that.
And then I'm going to start drinking beer tomorrow. And then I'm going to say I've been drinking forever, even though I quit and had a break.
So did you really quit? Or did you just pass out?
Dustin, what do you got coming up?
Just started our league pool tournament. And like I said, getting stuff right at the racetrack, work. Not much else going on. Enjoying the nice weather. Might try to get a round of golf in while it's warm before it gets cold again. Other than that, I don't got much going on, man. I'm worried about pool right now and all that fun crap. And you know, I don't live the amazing life you do with Steven Storm, so.
It's amazing.
Not much going on here.
I ain't got much either, at least this week. So not much this week. We're gonna have to tune up, obviously, for March 16th. I don't know what kind of tune up we really need. I've already told you what's gonna happen. March 16th. Did I tell you that might be my last day in professional wrestling?
Oh boy.
All right. Could be.
Never know.
Could be. I'm going out with a bang. So, anyway. That's all I got. So, I guess that wraps us for this week. Another fun show. We're going to argue some baseball. We'll read your team names if you send them to us this week. So, make sure you do that if you would like to. If you want to do a whole division, go ahead. We'll
partake in the fun.
Well, again, anybody who does it, we'll put your name in for drawing for a free shirt. So, of any team that you of your choosing, once we have them all named. So,
nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'll get us cooking on trying to get everybody in the country to buy into the Philadelphia Scrapple.
It'd be so awesome to see that as a weekend of Cincinnati and Philadelphia. What was your Cincinnati team name there, Tony?
Cincy Long Johns.
Yeah, Long Johns versus Scrapple.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be donuts, cool donuts and mystery meat.
There might be some mystery meat in the donut.
Well, thanks for joining us again, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
It was fun.
And you know what? If I enjoyed it, that's all that fucking matters. So until next week, nuts up.
I'm out of
prime.
I'm out of prime.
You know I'm casting with Peroni Tony.
Yeah. Who's up in this pod shed?
Blaze it up.
Blaze that pod up, Tony.
Yeah.
What's up, Shades?
Money guns, talk it all. Tony talking stuff up. Just a P, my boys, yeah, we talking stuff up. Andy surely be looking good in the shades. And when we say it on the mic, Dustin, we got it made. Money guns, just a P, yeah, they living it up. Low life, yo life, boys, we talking it up. Slaying while we playing on the pockets for show. Slip my boy 4 shots when he's got work in the morning. Trade look at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step into the pod shed and see what happens in there. Quit squawking a back talk, we'll hit you with a bat. Take a kick to those nuts and take a bomb on this mat. B-Town, he's renowned as a man with the shades. And if your nuts get cracked, dude, shut your face. Come back, get back, that's a part of success. If you believe in back talk, you'll be relieving your stress.